Hello everyone and welcome to Inside the Caravan. I'm Andrew, he, him, and this episode is about preparing for Paris, a game by Logan Timmons. Since this is the first episode, I'm going to let you know that Logan pitched me the idea of their game, and I was curious. Plus, it wasn't something like a D&D 5e crossover patch thing where someone is trying to make film noir meet Mega Mech theme inside D&D's D20 system. If you want more details about the sort of stuff that I'm looking to get pitched for this podcast, you can find details at halflingcaravangames.com.au. Now, on to Logan's game. I know what it's aiming for, and it tries to punch it hard in the face. From reading it, and holy crap on a stick, am I going to date myself here? Hello, old age. It felt like it was trying to make all those whiny teenagers from the OC and squash them into sporting codes and then go from there. Insert Steve Buscemi, hello young people right here. Sorry, my knowledge of like TV coming of age, TV series stuff died in the OOs and wasn't exactly deep either. Mrs. Halfling loved herself some OC, and I remember watching it at some point later because I was being a good hubby, and most of what I can remember is whiny teenagers, overly grand houses I'd never owned, and the theme music which they periodically drag out and put on radio. This game gives me a lot of what I vaguely remember as being US teenage TV drama show in terms of the things that are important and how you get them. See class president, detention hall, leader of the cafeteria. If you like stuff like that, this will be 100% your jam. Thick 50% by volume jam on toast level jam. If you like things that scream PBTA thinking, then this game is for you. If PBTA makes you want to scrub your tongue a bit, then this one won't be. At its core, it runs some PBTA 2d6 plus a stat into a game loop as your fledgling international sport tries to make its way to the big time. I don't intend to make jabs at PBTA. People love hacking it, and I understand why, because the engine inside PBTA is pretty easy to glue into other things. So, how does it play? Now, remember, I'm not playing these out at the moment. This is guy on the internet reads the thing type podcast, and I'm not really planning to make this an actual play podcast. The cycle of play is meant to mimic 4 years of education. It's got a very US-centric way of doing this cycle, which I get, but felt kind of alien to me personally. You have basically freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior years, and each of those follows broadly the same loop. So what's in the loop? Your personified sport is basically going to lean into a sort of coming-of-age soap opera stunt, such as pulling a prank, becoming class president, which maybe shows my age and Aussiness because I never had anything like that at school. But Mrs. Halfling had these all the time when she was at school in China, so just a me thing, maybe? Getting involved in some extracurricular thing that should be approved of, or getting involved in something extracurricular which maybe shouldn't be approved of, and so on. There's 16 of these options, and for a 3-stat game, I thought there was going to be an asymmetry, and maybe an interesting asymmetry, because one or more of these 3 stats is going to get an extra option. As you succeed or fail in those attempts, you're going to rack up some sweet old tabletop board game style victory points to see if your shenanigan-laden budding international sport will reign supreme. No strange chef or obscure cooking ingredients were harmed in the making of this podcast. The loop goes: start off your year, pick a couple of these hijinks and japes, see how well, or not, they go, and then wrap up the year. Untap, play your cards, clear up the play space, and pass control of the turn along. With that kind of board gaming structure hidden here, and hey, Logan might have meant it or might not, there isn't a space for the GM. The other players and the dice gods are your rebounding points rather than an asymmetric player with a bunch of potentially hidden knowledge or stuff for you to discover. What are my stats? Fame, fortune, glory. Wait, no. Fame, fortune, fans. Because, after all, viewership is better than glory, right? Viewership is where the sweet, sweet ad revenue begins. Hello to the one person, maybe including Logan, who is listening to this within the first week of it being released onto the internet. How do I win at the blood sport that is international sporting competition recognition? Once you've been through that loop 4 times, you hit graduation. Your hijinks are ended, your japes have come to their bittersweet conclusion, and of course, the great ennui of cubicle desk driving work begins. Well, not really. You go through some of the elements of the game sessions, and of course it's all about the friends that you made along the way, who thought the most of you, or least of you. Oh, hey, high school trauma. You've been lurking under the surface, haven't you? And of course, who schmoozed their way into everyone's call me list? If you make it to the top of the list for any of six questions, you get yourself a sweet victory point of wonderful Olympic glory. Maybe Roy and HG will talk about you for the non-Aussie people listening. Sorry about that joke, you won't get it, but really the only winner, truly, is sport. Ties are friendly, and if there is some kind of tie left after that, hit it with a little arithmetic as well, just to really give you that high school or tabletop board gaming experience. What do I like about this? Now, I've given you a blitz through. It's pretty light. PBTA games are generally not hard going for you to get into. Crunch they are not, by default. They have a handful of stats. They have a hit it with that roll 2d6 hammer resolution. And make the playbook stuff carry the theme of their broad sporting equipment luggage racks. We get safety tools up front, and they are handy to have because you don't want to be playing a game with strangers at a convention and have nothing to keep people safe. But I also hope that the people that you hang out with often and know and play games with aren't the sort of jerks who make it a need for you to have these kinds of things as formal structures all the time. I assume you and your friends give enough of a crap about each other that safety tools aren't something you need to lean hard on all the time. If I'm sitting down at a table with complete strangers who probably only saw my face first 30 minutes ago when they wandered past looking for a cosplay contest in Hall 3, then I want that kind of stuff there. Public places with strangers make safety tools way more important. So, stuff that bugs me. Ignoring some of the stuff that make PBTA games PBTA games, the obvious stuff that bugged me is just how disconnected I was from the theme, personally. 100% a personal thing, but this theme felt like it was intended for people who are very much not me. I'm not sour, it's not my taste. It just isn't my taste. Logan's done a good job with where I'm guessing they wanted to hit the idea, and the minigame stuff seems like it's going to be very much on mark for people who want that kind of thing. It's just not this particular gamer's jam. I was curious about where this was going to head, because the premise of sports trying their best to become Olympic sports was quirky enough to get my attention. It had a certain amount of ooh, shiny about it. If it is your jam, really do think about getting it. So, to wrap it up, does this game hit its theme? Yeah, right in the face, probably with a flower bomb. Will that theme be for everyone? Ooh, no. If you like your TTRPG all sword-wielding and putting the business end of something sharp or magic-y into something else, this is not your game. Is it a good game? Yeah, sure. I do feel it's probably the kind of thing you might bang out in a pub after a convention. Remember those days when conventions happened and people went out drinking together? It seems like decades ago. With booze on the table and the intention of gently swaying back to your lodgings before day two. Or it could be the kind of thing you might crack out when you just really want to mix things up because you've done way too much pointy swording or flying spaceships against bumpy head humaning for a while. Very one shot. Where can you get it? Logan's got an itch.io page, so you can find it and Logan's other stuff at breathingstories.itch.io and at /preparing-for-Paris onto the end to get right to this game. breathingstories.itch.io. Drop some cash on it if it's your thing. Indie creators get a whacking great buzz from almost each and every sale. And that's it. And this is the first of these. I'm sure sound quality will seem trash, my delivery will be as smooth as a bucket of glass shards, and people will want to chew me out and give me lots of feedback. If you want to find my own games, you can find them at halflingcaravangames.itch.io, where you could get a Betamax cartridge or one of the far less refined and much more janky bits of nonsense like Assault Heaven and Overthrow God or Hands of Fate. Have fun gaming, and you know all that subscribe and pass links to this to your friends stuff, right? The algorithm needs its blood tides, people.